Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast. My name is Shouwen, your host, and today we have Noah with us. Hi, Noah.
Hi, I'm Noah.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Today is another exciting day for our tea drinking. We are going to drink a Tie Guanyin from Yunnan and roasted by our teacher, Mr. Zhang. Why is it so exciting? I have been practicing brewing this tea for quite a long time. And it has been pretty challenging, I have to say. I feel like let me put it this way. When I practice other teas, most of the teas, it seems to be a little bit easier for me to identify the quality, the temperament of the tea, and, you know, more consistently was able to pull out the quality and the temperament of the tea. And this one had been on a challenging side that in the beginning I was actually lost. I put it this way, I was lost to actually see what the tea wanted to be. And when I say I practice tea brewing, normally it means I will choose a specific tea and I brew it every day in a row for about 2 weeks at least. Sometimes, I mean, I'll miss one day, depends on what's happening, but it will be a tea that I brew for quite a while to try to get to know a tea and try to learn how to brew a tea consistently. And Noah just tackled this tea probably about a week ago, right, Noah?
For people that follow us on social media, this is the tea that I posted about that I was very frustrated. Because I brewed this tea so many times already.
But not necessarily every day.
Not necessarily every day, but I've brewed it many, many, many times.
Yeah.
And sometimes it tastes so amazing. And I've gotten the good qualities of this tea to show up before so many times in many different ways. It's almost like you can't tell what's going to happen with this tea, but at least something good happened. And this session, I was feeling really good. I sat at the tea table, and the scent showed up really nicely, but the texture of the tea was totally dead. Almost like nothing hits your mouth at all when you drink the tea. So I was frustrated.
And many of you, and including myself, probably have that kind of experience of you actually have a certain good tea, and then you can brew the tea very well, and somehow one day it just totally didn't show up, and that amount of frustration is understandable, but really hard to, in a way, really hard to cope with for me personally, because every time I have not sure what to expect, but at least have an intention of this is a good tea, I want a good session of tea. And that day it didn't show up at all, and it was very frustrating. But today we'll see. Today is another day, and we keep practicing.
I've never smelled it so roasty before. It smells really roasty today.
This tea is actually super fun to practice with. I call it the chameleon tea. It's changing so much every day. I'm not sure if it's changing so much I actually don't know how to put it. The tea, maybe let's not put it, it's changing so much. It just have a new thing showing up pretty big every single time when either me or Noah brew the tea. It's really exciting tea, and yet very, very difficult. I have never seen a tea like this. I mean, some of the teas, you know, that change it a little bit, but not in this scale. Like, as he just mentioned, that he never tastes this tea so roasted. And it is the same tea that we have been, the same crop, the same batch that we bought. You can tell the base is the same. Sometimes the scent show up so much, so beautifully. And sometimes the taste, the empty cup and everything, it just, that one feature would just stand out so much that, surprise, you know.
Second infusion tastes not very good. So I'm transferring it to another pot. See if the pot will help.
First infusion was actually pretty balanced. The big difference of this tea from the past is, the as Noah mentioned, it smelled more roasted than usual, and the liquid was balanced. Not as rich as before, but everything about it was very balanced. It moved into the body really nicely. The second infusion, the broth, well, I describe it, normally I describe it broth as a structure in the mouth, and the feeling of the structure was very
spiky.
Okay, spiky, yeah. I sometimes will call it broken. This one doesn't feel broken, but feel spiky and yet empty. Yeah. Empty cups smell really good. Yeah. Very, you know, like that Tieguanyin fruit. Very beautiful in there. Not a lot of aftertaste today either.
No.
This is the third infusion. We just transfer the tea into a different pot. Normally when I pick a pot, sometimes it's based on intuition. So I ask him to transfer the tea into a Juni pot that we have here. It feels a little bit softer. The pot feels a little bit softer, and the broth feel much softer right now. But still the same aftertaste. It's not there. another challenging session again.
As it hits the body, it feels also not very comfortable.
This tea I practice for since I took the tea back in the end of November, and it has been a tea that I practice for this many months, and I still feel it pretty difficult to brew this tea. But it's okay, you know, I want to keep practicing. I think there's a way to go over this. So can I start a new pot and I'll brew it?
Yeah,
and see what happens. And now you can see my frustration with this tea, why I was obsessed brewing this tea for such a long time. I normally will have a tea and then I will brew it for 2 months. I will brew it for 2 weeks to a month, and I will feel like really confident and comfortable with a certain tea. So far, this is a tea that I actually took it on for this many months. And last week, I feel pretty all right with this tea, and I haven't practiced with it because of our schedule here. I have another tea I practice also consistently, will be our Hong Shui, La La San Hong Shui Oolong. And that tea, in a way, is not for me to practice how to brew it. I think that tea is actually quite wonderfully easy to brew. Like, anybody can brew that tea in a different way. The tea show up really yummy, really delicious. I am practicing how to receive that tea, because 2 years ago Mr. Dan told me about how I couldn't receive the tea, and until today I still couldn't receive the full power of that tea. And so I'm more practicing of using that tea to practice how to be and how to receive the tea. And so it's so much fun so far, and yes, challenges and frustrations. And so we are going to switch the seats, and then I'm going to start a new part on this Yunnan Tie Guan Yin. So we are back again. We just switch seats, and I just put the leaves into a pot, and within these 2 short minutes, I almost managed to break a cup that I was never able to get again. And then I almost broke the lid of a wood fire pot that I will probably never get the same pot ever again. It's really shocking so far.
Feels much more complete.
So I just finished brewing the first infusion, and there's still something missing about the roundness, but it's more. Yeah, I think the roundness in the mouth is not there. But the structure is there. The structure in the mouth, the structure moving into the body is there. It's just not, in a way, not smooth and not puffy enough for me. The bell for me?
Hit the bell?
Yeah, I would like a little bell sound.
This is so stupid.
No. No? No problem. The notes doesn't show up very much, but
body feels pretty good.
Pretty good. So this second infusion, this tea, sometimes the bouquet can show up really beautifully, but today it decided not to show up, and maybe kind of correspond to our weather and the mood here. I call it today is low pressure kind of a weather. Things kind of feel close up, and things feel close up because I'm actually waiting for the cloud to be blown away a little bit more and the sun to come out, and our moon feel pretty low pressure as well. But the physical feeling from this tea actually feel quite good.
Really spreading. It spreads really far and big.
And so based on the intuition of my second brew, I just put a little bit touch or more, a pinch or more dry leaves in there. I want to see if this will improve anything. I sometimes brew tea through intuition, and I'll say most of the time through intuition, and sometimes my intuition was very correct, and sometimes they are very wrong. But it's a good way to keep learning, I think. So the third infusion of the tea, I try to shift the mood in the room and in the tea, because the second infusion, no matter, you know, I feel like they are obstacles today. Like I almost broke a pot and a cup. That they cannot be, they don't have multiple pieces. There's only one of the kind that got produced. And in the second infusion, I was trying to settle down to brew tea, and I asked Noah to hit the gong for me. And soon after the gong stopped, a car alarm also went off.
Right outside the shop.
And I was like, nope, that's fine. It's not gonna impact me, because I think I feel there's something more from the tea that wants to come out. And I would say today is the, I feel like it's a taste of, taste, I mean a tea, not T-A-S-T, what? T-A-S-T is T-E-S-T, of like how much I can, how much I can calm down my mind. And so the third infusion, I start to, I mean, I wanted to leave the, because the taste started to show up in the second infusion and first infusion too. And but there's not enough aftertaste. There's no brightness from this tea. And I knew they were there. I need to find a way to call them out. So I need to change my mood. And as I said earlier on, today the weather is low pressure and our mood is kind of low pressure as well. So I need to call out more of those. So I start to think about, when I brew the tea, I start to think about the mountain, and I thank the teachers who told me tea, that I got a chance to even have a practice in tea. And I think about you guys out there who have been supporting me for so many years to give me the opportunity to be able to sit here today and have a practice also. So I just feel, you know, very grateful. And the third infusion, the bros just changed. The high notes show up, the smell show up, the bouquet show up, and very happy with the result. I would say Siona at its best from this tea. That's why I keep a practice. And this now I'm doing a fourth infusion. The tea also feel a little bit more bubbly. Not the light, you know, like light jasmine bouquet kind of a tea, but there's the lightness start to show up. There's way more aftertaste. That I'm really big on the tea. I know when the tea is good, the aftertaste is also very good. And somehow from Noah's first attempt on brewing this tea and from my first two infusions on this tea, the aftertaste just decided not to show up. And at least now we call out the aftertaste, which is it make this tea a little bit make this tea more complete, you know. A tea without aftertaste is also in the more, it's in the, on the disappointing side. And I know this tea has aftertaste, you know, long lasting aftertaste. Yeah, today is a very challenging session. And I decided not to give up.
Because I was actually in a bad mood because of the tea failing.
Yeah. And then I, you know, at a recording session, I watched you having such a bad mood. There were two thoughts coming to my mind. One is I was a little bit frustrated with you because we should all understand, even though the people who are in the room, that you who are not brewing the tea, you actually impact my tea brewing. And I wanted to lift the feeling, the energy in the room, while you, in a way, kind of like a kid, like
sulking.
Bad mood today, and I was a little bit, I can see a little bit of my anger showing up. And the second thought is, I could block you out of this whole thing. I would just block you out in my tea session, even though you are physically there. And I think I have a capacity of blocking you out. I make a really conscious choice. I don't want to block you out, because this is also a way for me to learn how to see it as it is. If you are still frustrated and sulky, that's your process, and that's, I'm going to receive that part of you into my tea. And I'm going to see what I could do with it. And so I'm seeing this whole thing as a really wonderful opportunity for both of us to practice. And it's good that we can talk about it right now. So I don't, what do you feel like your reaction in from this session, like your decision on just kind of, you know, put yourself on guard and anger, and you are like you I feel like you are putting a shield on yourself throughout the whole session. And
it was like my I felt like my ego was bruised from making a bad pot of tea out of this tea. And because it already happened last week, I was a little bit even more prepared for it than last time. So even when I first poured out the first brew of the tea, I tried to do it really softly. And because I already have this idea in my mind of what kind of teacher this tea is, I want to use it to its full potential, or meet with it to the full potential that we have affinity for, you know? So I try to brew it very clearly and not try to affect, you know, not try to be showy, not try to make the tea bigger than it is by cooking it a bunch or whatever, you know? And my reaction once the tea started to turn and be uncomfortable was not to relax and just let it be what it is, because it is just a pot of tea at the end of the day. It's just one pot of tea. Also, it's not an entire it's not an entire career of tea. And it's not an entire, you know, it's not my magnum opus. It's like my big work. It's just one. I mean, the thing is, I take this approach to tea, let it take the approach to music as best as I can. The teaching that every time you sit down at the tea table, this is the culmination of everything you've done in the past. And you bring everything you can to the table. But that philosophy is hard to, it's a dangerous philosophy to play with, because at one time it can be pull the best out of you. And if you don't see it for exactly what it is, it can make you feel, it make me feel extremely frustrated when it doesn't show up.
I know. And I had those sessions. That's why I practiced with this tea for 4 months straight. And I still couldn't say, you know, I know how to brew this tea at all. Which actually remind me, this session, and remind me of what we have been talking about, that we human tend to look at negative things a little bit more. And I just have to remind myself that how much we have like exceptional tea sessions with this particular tea that other teas wouldn't be able to offer. And yet when there's a that difficulty, that we call it a failure pile of tea, show up, and we just it just took us, it just like in a way just punch us and just like oh, I punch you and you're out of the rim right now. How weak are you, Showen? And rather than that, I receive a punch and say, okay, I am going to remember this session. And I remember how well that I have been able to brew this pot of tea, this particular tea. And I think all these sessions are, in a way, are good lessons for us to learn our tendencies, because it also remind me of my last Wednesday's Tai Chi session. I walk in there eager to learn as usual, and I didn't feel weak. I didn't feel too tired, and I was 5 minutes into the practice, I noticed I was not in my center. And I asked myself why in a class in my mind, and I couldn't figure out why. And so I chose to just stay with it. And whatever the teacher and the students or my classmates were going through, I would just follow their movement. And that was my whole goal of the first session of the class. I wanted to follow the movement and see if the center come back or not coming back. And if it didn't come back, I will be just fine. And I know that's not who I was the whole entire time of my Tai Chi practice. That was that day. And I know that I will have those kind of days again. But I know I have great sessions as well. And so I have to keep reminding myself that these tea sessions can be, because I think what is really hitting us is we actually practice.
Yeah.
And we try very hard. And so when there's like a session that we call that I'm not at my best, it always like stay in the why am I not at my best? You know, why? So I think failure is a too big of a word to use. I tend to use that too. Why do I fail? Why do I fail my tea today? Why do I fail my Tai Chi practice today? Rather than, I think today is one of those days.
Well, you can take it. What I was thinking before is I sat down and I brought a cup of tea to Guanyin and I asked her the question, "What can I learn from this session today?" And not even a word, but a concept appeared in my mind of something I've been practicing, which is the idea of rest. And when a tea shows up like this, it is an opportunity to take a break or relax, you know?
Relax, yeah.
And it, I mean, in one way, it's an opportunity for you to switch me and say, oh, I can brew the tea now. And that's an opportunity for me to relax and just drink the tea that you give to me and enjoy. But instead, my reaction, not my response, right? My reaction was to feel, even though I'm there's so much going on in my head, it's like that confusion feeling. My reaction is to be sulky, you know, instead of just, because where I want to be is in my center, and where I am is just in a cloud somewhere, not not able to focus on anything. A cloud of confusion. And the only way to come back to that center is to be able to relax.
Yeah.
So if I do ever want to get back there, I have to accept that I'm not there right now. And I can't force myself back there. Because that's not how being in center works.
Yeah. Which one was this?
This one right there.
Oh, this one?
Right in front of the shop.
So sensitive.
Yeah. Maybe they have a lot of valuable stuff in there.
Well, but how do they sleep during the night time? The neighbors will go nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, this tea is a really powerful teacher.
So no matter how negative we felt about our doing, our brewing technique, our practice, it's wonderful that we get to talk about this. And I think by now, I think this tea is, today is an excellent session to be able to see this and get to continue to practice this. This tea is amazing. It's an amazing teacher to me. in a way, as you say it before, it's a very tough teacher.
Mm.
It's really hard to take.
Mm.
And it's an amazing teacher to be able to, in the end of a tea session, to talk about things like this.
Mm.
And we still have some.
Yeah.
We still have like...
Do you have a full gene left?
Yeah, we still have a full 600 grams of this tea. And we are going to go through many more sessions with this tea and receive it as humbly as possible. I am so looking forward to the future sessions with this Yunnan Tie Guanyin.
It feels like it can pinpoint where your ego is feeling weak and just press there. Like a pressing on a bruise, you know? A pressing on a wound. Ow! You know?
Yeah, it's a really challenging teacher. And I think because of my temperament, I have been enjoying it. I have been looking forward to every single session, every day with this tea. And I have been super disappointed and super frustrated and super happy with this tea. And yet somehow I took it on as I want to learn how to brew this tea, you know. So you see, today is an excellent session with
really
this
excellent.
Tea.
Really,
excellent
really
session.
Excellent.
So for those of you guys who are listening out there, sometimes our tea session did get this intense. And it's very beautiful to me. And I hope sometimes you guys will have a chance to have sessions like this. It's actually quite profound and quite big. And it makes the tea, in a way, not just a tea. It's something else. And we thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting and being with us.
Love to hear what you think also.
Yeah.
Comment or, I don't know, message us anyway. Private message, public message. But if you have any thoughts on this. Last week I had also a difficult session with this tea. And part of the outcome was I learned something about myself. And I still haven't learned it very well with this session. It was frustrating, but I think another very beautiful outcome of that session was I posted it on social media, how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a huge response, and I learned something really wonderful from a bunch of different people that are followers, customers, friends.
Oh, random tea
random
drinker.
Tea drinkers
that we don't know who you are yet.
Yeah, on Instagram or Facebook.
And so, we love communications with us in a way that's one way we also learn about you and learn about things, actually, not just who you are, learn about your journey, learn about our journey. And it's a very beautiful process to me and to us. So have great time with your tea. Have a difficult time too in this case.
Yeah.
Anyway, it will all turn out very good, I believe.
Mm.
Until next time.
Happy tea drinking.
Bye.
Bye.